الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلِّ وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحمي. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحمي. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها 4 حرم، ذلك الدين القيم، فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Allah tabaraka ta'ala says that the number of months in the iddat al-shuhuri عند الله by Allah ta'ala 12 shahran are 12 months. This is a system which Allah has made that there will be 12 months even in the solar year, which we call the English year. It's a solar year calculated according to the rotation of the sun, which we count from January to December. And the lunar year, which is calculated with the moon, that is also 12 months. About 10 days difference between the lunar year is shorter, 10 days. The Islamic, what we call the lunar year, is normally 29-30 days, and the English year, which we say 30-31 days. So, and both are from Allah Ta'ala, and both are for the Muslims to use. The solar year, Allah Ta'ala has made it with regard to the sun, our calculations. Like for example, all our namazes are calculated by the sun, not by the moon. Fajr we make before sunrise. Ishraq, 10-12 minutes after sunrise. Jash, before midday, before Zawal, which is also the sun when it's right at the center. Zohar, after that. Asr before sunset, Maghrib after, so it's all with the sun. So those calculations also Allah Ta'ala has kept, and Allah made it easy. Anywhere in the world you are, you don't need a watch also to see what time it is. You just see the sun and you calculate it from there. So whether you're on the mountain, whether you know ABC 1, 2, 3, Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha, you don't know anything, anyone. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أُمِّيٌ. We are people who are unlettered. We are not like learned people of this dunya. So Allah made it easy. With regard to the moon, the lunar year, Allah has kept the calculation of our months and also of our other ibadat. Hajj in Zulhijjah and Ramadan in the month of Ramadan. So that is not to do with the solar year, with the year of the sun, but with the moon. And that also Allah made it for the ummah easy. Today there are many countries, Saudi, etc., who from before, what their calculation, They say this will be the first of this month, first of that month. They don't go by moon cycle. They say they see according to moon cycle, but they got the calculations printed well in advance, everywhere they even distribute it. So with the calculations, to calculate it is very difficult. A person needs a lot of astronomical knowledge, mathematics, lot of other. And the ummat, where the whole ummat is going to have all that. So to see the moon, you just look up in the 29th, you see. If you saw the moon, reliable evidence, the conditions which are in the next day is the first. You didn't see, it's the 30th, the following day is the first. So simple. And from here also we should learn a great lesson, like with regard to Qibla also. Allah Ta'ala says, the Jews will not give up their Qibla. They say that is their Qibla, Baytul Muqaddas. And you, the Muslims, will not give up your Qibla, the Kaaba. And they will follow their way. So don't fall into all these discussions and make amal. Fastabiqul khairat. Leave all these discussions one side and you do amal. Unfortunately, many things we all get caught up in all discussion. Big academic, deep talk. And then amal kore. We don't make no amal. Amal is the thing what is required. فَنَعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. Allah says, very great and honorable and beautiful are the rewards for those who make amal. And those who only know and don't make amal, according to hadith, they will be the ones with whom the fire of Jahannam will be lit. If we don't make amal on our knowledge, we've only got, but if we make amal on it, that is mubarak, that ilm is mubarak. And ilm is called that which has got amal. Al-ilmu nurun. Ilm is the nur. Ilm, the words that we learn, that is the capsule. And the actual thing is the medicine inside the capsule, the nur. So if you just have empty capsule, in fact you'll be, if a doctor is giving people empty capsules to drink, and they will arrest him, you are deceiving the people. And inside must not be some sand or poison. Inside must be the correct medicine. So that nur which is inside, that is what is required. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this two great inna iddata shuhure, and see from here also the great system of Allah. How Allah has kept, in many other ayat also Allah says that in there Allah has made the calculation of your time, the calculation of all your things. Allah made it in the rotation of the sun and the moon. We just see the sun and moon, but there is great, great, lot of other benefits which Allah has kept for our system of this dunya. Amongst them is the calculation of a measurement of our time. That is another thing. Time Allah has given us from the time Allah created the earth, the heavens and the earth, all that, and long before Allah was in existence since ever. And Allah will be in existence also forever. Allah created this earth, it came into existence. Allah will destroy this earth, it will be destroyed. It is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So for that, Allah gave us this time. But if we could not measure time, how it should have been so difficult. The time Allah, if there was no time, then what can, a child is just born, is born still. He had no time in this dunya. No opportunity to recognize Allah. No opportunity to come and to realize what salat is, what the Quran Sharif is. He had no time, he was born still. If he was born, he was dead already. But a person who had time, and he has the opportunity, and why Allah sent us here, is not to go to school, go to university, open business, get degrees, earn money, get married, have children, they grow up, they get married, we go to our qabr. It was not for that. That Maulana Palanpuri, Rahmatullah, this is our purpose of this. What we have made it, din ko kamana, to earn during the day. All the people earn in the day, raat ko khana. In the day, no time to eat breakfast also, one leg in one leg of the trouser, and sipping some tea, and we are going, and the car is waiting, what has come to take us to work, etc. In that way, we have our breakfast. Lunch, we just took something from home, and just some little simple, but supper, then we sit down. So the whole day we earn, and we have a good meal at night. Din ko kamana, raat ko khana. And in the morning, where we all go, the first thing when we wake up? Toilet. Everyone first thing toilet. Whenever any jalsa or anything, the biggest problem is Fajr time, the toilet. The queue is so long. So, din ko kamana, raat ko khana, subah ko pa khana. That is, and now again our stomachs are empty. So, din ko kamana again, now to earn again. Raat ko khana again, and the next day again, subah ko pa khana. And how many of us say when we go toilet, we are going to bank. So that is our earning. Our bank is the toilet. So what we earn, we are going to bank it now. So insan kya bana? What has insan? Then what is the analysis? What is insan? Pakhana banane ki machine. That all his purpose is just to make pakhana, stool. Every day earning, right night earning. Now we made all our pakhana, our stool, and we go and bank it. So all. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Allah says, we created you to make stool. To make, and Qiyamah's day you'll come, you'll say, I made 2,000 kilos of stool. 50,000 liters of urine. Was that what Allah created us? When we come in the day of Qiyamah, that I had so many my bank balance was so big. I had so many properties, so much investment. And where are they all? In dunya. When a person will be asked in the khabar, what did you do? He'll say, let me go and fetch it. He say, now you can't go back to fetch it. What have you brought? What did you send ahead of you? That is, a person must say, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْزُرْ نَفْسُمْ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. Every person must consider and think what he has sent ahead of him. And we all, and those who are very clever in the world, all work for things which are left behind. As Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi Rahmatullah Ali says, Qadam su'e marqad. Our legs are facing the qabr. We are walking. As we are sitting now, we are moving to qabr. Our time of dunya is becoming less all the time. Every moment, every minute, every hour, our time of dunya, we are moving to the qabr. So, qadam su'e marqad. Nazar su'e dunya. But your eyes are looking at dunya. How can I earn more of dunya? More investments, more properties, more shops, better job. All we are looking at dunya. Our example is like a person who is going front. You are driving a car at 180 kilometers per hour, 200 kilometers per hour. And you are going, but your head is not just looking in the rear view mirrors, and they are not just glancing at the back, but turned completely 180 degrees. If it's possible for a person. We are looking there in the car, physically our head can't be turned 180 degrees. But actually in dunya, that is what we are doing. Living our lives, we are moving to akhirat, full speed we are moving to akhirat. And we are turning our heads fully to dunya. And what have I achieved in dunya, what have I left? When we die, one pair of socks won't come with us. One handkerchief won't come with us. Nothing will come, but that is where we are looking. Nazar su'e dunya, qadam su'e, nazar qadam su'e qabar, nazar su'e dunya, kidar ja raha hai, or kidar dekh raha hai. Where are you going? Where are you looking? Like children, wherever they just get together, the chasing game is very common, international. It's all across the board, where they just meet chasing one another. And if there's a cat, then they just after the cat, chasing the cat from this side to that side. International game, all children. You go to the haram also, and once we're on the top floor, right on top, and there also all the children, not only Arabs, foreign countries, all chasing one another, and they saw a cat, all behind the cat now. So this is what we are. We are also just chasing. Chasing game, we are chasing dunya all the time. And we are going to akhirat. Every moment, we are fast asleep, we are moving towards akhirat. Whatever we are doing, we are sitting in the toilet, we are moving to akhirat. But in the toilet also, we are planning for dunya. I must do that, I must make this phone call, I must get that order, I must deliver there, I must get this delivery. All the time dunya. So Allah give us tawfiq. So Allah Ta'ala says, this time Allah has given us is not for these things. It was here to recognize Allah Ta'ala. The first and foremost thing إن رأس العلم معرفة الله. The thing and the head of all knowledge is to recognize Allah. And the person who has recognized Allah, then his life is easy. He just now prepares for it. Unfortunately, by and large, most of us, we got no recognition of Allah Ta'ala. We think for ourselves, we made Fajr, just now we'll be making Zuhar, inshallah. When we say Allahu Akbar, who of us thinks of Allah? And who of us thinks of the greatness of Allah Ta'ala? Those of us who are regarded as very pious, and in their ma'amulat, they've got a small husna also. The 99 beautiful names of Allah. And Allah's names are not limited to 99. They are unlimited. But the, which came in one hadith. We'll read the 99 names, but we didn't think of Allah in one name. And the 99 names have, each name has got a certain sifat of Allah Ta'ala. Neither do we think of that sifat. We say Allahu Akbar, we don't think of Allah. Neither do we think of the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. We say Subhanallah, we don't think of Allah, we don't think of the purity of Allah. If that's just the 99 names, the marifat of Allah, it will change a person's life completely. His direction will get changed. His object of life will get changed. His purpose, why he's living, if we just have to recognize Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this time for that preparation. Not for the small, useless, empty things. Not only that they are useless, but they are blocking our way. They are turning us from our direction. In that time, this month and time Allah has given us, let us appreciate it. Minha yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard. And this was in fi kitabillah, in the book of Allah. When Allah created the world, accordingly Allah created, it was regulated with the 12 months. And from them, minha arba'atun hurum. There are 4 months which are called the sacred months, the ashhuri hurum. And these are very, very sacred months. And great value for this month. We are now, today is the 3rd of Zulqada. Of the 3 months now, Zulqada, Zulhijjah, and Muharram, 3 great, great months are now with us. 1 month was in Rajab, 3 months ago was Rajab, then it was Shaban, Ramadan, and Shawwal, 3 months. Before that was the month of Rajab, that 1 month there separate is also from the 4 sacred months, and these 3 months together are of the sacred, and these are very valuable. As we understand, Laylatul Jumu'ah, Yawmul Jumu'ah is very valuable. As the king of the days of the week is Jumu'ah, and the king of the creation of Allah is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So to get the great benefit of the day of Jumu'ah and of the king of all Allah's creation, to read salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anyway, Jumu'ah. And then the greatest days of the year are the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. And the greatest nights of the year are the last 10 nights of Ramadan. The greatest day in the year is Yawmul Arafah, the day of Arafah, the day which is Al-Arafah, Al-Hajj. Arafah is Hajj, a person who is present there, unconscious for one moment in Arafah. In the required time, that person's Hajj is made. And so that is and the greatest night in the year, Laylatul Qadr. So all these times are year now, in the season year now. We started from Rajab, went into Shaban, then came the great glorious month of Ramadan, which cannot be measured, and Allah has given us all this so that your lives are short. The lives of the previous ummahs were long, so they had lot of time to prepare for the akhirat. Our lives are very short, very short. 65 years, the average lifespan of a person. And it's very, they used to live for 800, 700 years. Nuh had Islam 1,050 years. And if you're on, it is said he ruled for 400 years without a headache. More than that was his lifespan. Our lifespan only 60, 65, 70 years. So, and we still got time to waste. a woman of the Bani Israel, when she came to be informed of this ummah and the value of this ummah, she said, if I had to be in that ummah, I should make my whole life, I should spend in one sajdah, making shukr to Allah, that I would be, I've been born in the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah, also ask ourselves, one second a day, do we make shukr? Oh Allah, you put me in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Me, a sinner, useless, filled with filth and dirt, and I'm in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a great honor. And the virtues of the ummah, as ulama, we should try and read Mishkat Sharif, the last chapter. Revise it occasionally, so that we can understand what is, and discuss it, and pass it on to the ummah also. What is the value of this ummah? That Allah made us in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't think of it, we don't make shukr, we don't live up to it, we in fact abuse it. We are the ummah, and what actions we are doing, and what people say, Islam is like that. Your Prophet taught you that. That is how you are. We bringing a bad name on our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are bringing a bad name on Islam. We should live up to that. So Allah has given us all this. So these days are very valuable. The four months. During these 4 months, Imam Abu Bakr Jassas rahmatullahi alayhi, a great alim, and in his tafsirul Ahkamul Quran, he writes in there that this month, all good deeds a person does, Allah multiplies the reward. So like Ramzan, the rewards are multiplied tremendously in these 4 months also. So we should try and do more good deeds. The natural result should be, when you are told that the value of this month is so great, then we must do more good deeds. How much are we increasing in our good deeds? If there is that fortunate soul that is 24 hours is in conformity with deen, he spends his time according to deen, then also you can increase your quality of your actions. And one great way Allah Ta'ala has made it very easy to increase, magnify, multiply, and increase all our actions with our niyat. Like for example, you make 2 rakats of nafal namaz. And many of us don't make nafal namaz. Even with our 5 times namaz, the nafals which are there, like Zuhr, the last 2, Juma also the last 2, and Asr, the 4 sunnahs they are. But it comes in the category of nafal contrasted to farz. After Maghrib, we make 3 farz, 2 sunnahs, the other 2 nafals, very few. Isha, the 4 nafals there, very few. Most of us, if we make today, that also is being cut down. If we make the basics of Isha, 4 farz, 2 sunnah, 3 witr. Mostly that is what we read. And the others, for who it is, for whom it has been prescribed, why it's taught by the ustad in the madrasa, why the children are learning it in the madrasa, it just seems to be fairly abbas, unnecessary, just to be taught. And test it on that also. But for amal practice, who makes practice? Not the ustad makes practice, not the students practice. A nafal we must make. Nafal ibadat is very, very important, very valuable. So during these months also. So if a person is doing all that, now he can't increase on that nafal, your time also, you can make more nafal, but your time is fully occupied, your 24 hours. Your quality of your ibadat you can make better. More concentration, more towards Allah Ta'ala. And niyat you can make. You make 2 rakats of nafal namaz, in that you can make, I'm making this 2 rakats of nafal. And I'm making salatul tawbah. And I'm making salatul hajah. And I'm making salatul shukr. And I'm making salatul istikhara. In the 2 rakats, you got all that. If it's tahajjud time, I'm making tahajjud namaz. If it's ishraq time, I'm making ishraq. If you are going on a journey, safar. If you just made wudu, then tahiyatul wudu. You are coming in the masjid, tahiyatul masjid. 8, 10 niyats you can make. So your namaz won't be counted as 2, but as 20 rakats. And in this month, when the sawab is multiplied, it's not 20 also, we don't know how much more it is. So how much we can do? A person who makes this dua, Allahumma qfilli walil mu'mineena wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat. He reads it 27 times, oh Allah, forgive me. And all Muslim men, Muslim women, believing mu'min men and mu'min women, mu'minat. Then as many as Muslims there are in the world, mu'mineen, mu'minat, muslimeen, muslimat, so much thawab he gets. If the Muslims are 2 million, for 27 times you read it, perhaps what, 1 minute, you take, it will take you, and you got the thawab of 2 million thawab, 2 billion thawab, as many as the and the other great thing, you become mustajabud da'wat. By doing that, making dua for all, and in there we are learned, we are taught that make dua for all the believers. There are those who are big sinners, who are committing terrible crimes. They must be told, they must be guided. The ummah must be warned about them. But you make dua for them also. Don't discard them from your duas. Make dua for everyone. You'll get the sawab of as many Muslims and Muslimat there in the world. And you will become mustajabud da'wat yourself. So these are the months that you can just earn. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَا فَصِلْ مُتَنَافِسُونَ لِمِثْلِ ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. It is for these things that we have to work. Not our properties and our fashion and our brand names. That goes out, right out of the question. Even for legal and advancement in dunya, making more business, making more shops, more properties, that also is not our object. Whom Allah gives it to. But that's not our object. Our object, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. So, sawabs are increased tremendously. Let us take advantage of it. And another thing of great warning and caution, during these months, gunas that we make, the gunas are also multiplied. Otherwise, the normal rule of Sharia is, whenever you do any good, Allah increases the sawab. From 10, right up to 700, right up to more than that also, unlimited, according to the quality of our amal. And gunas, you commit a guna, one guna, written down one guna. You committed one guna is, but during these months, and that is a serious matter, your gunas are also multiplied. So we must be very careful to keep away. During these months, Imam Abu Bakr Jassas rahmatullah alayhi writes that this month, whatever you will do regularly, properly, it will remain for you the whole year, whole life you will remain. So many of us, we want to make tahajjud, for example. You still can't get up at 3-4 o'clock in the morning. Make 2 rakats, sitting position. Just read wal asr and inna atayna. After isha, your tahajjud will be counted. You will be counted among those who make tahajjud, who make qiyam-e-layl. And on that, inshallah, it will remain for your whole year, and Allah will advance you very quickly without any mujahada from yourself. In fact, your eyes won't be able to close tahajjud time. Even if you don't want to get up, but now you're just lying, and your eye, you are fresh, you are. So you say, what am I doing? Let me get up, let me make wudu. You just won't. At the moment our condition is, we put the alarm, we try, we want to, but the eyes just, if they open also, we are still so groggy, so tired, we just can't. But just during this month, try, do, and see where Allah advances us. Many other things, many of us, our anger, to control our anger in these months, just control it. And one easy way to control anger, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was becoming angry on one of his slaves, workers. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Pahadhe and he said, Siddiq and La'an, they don't go together. You are shouting him and all that, these two things don't go together. And then he said, on whom you are getting angry, realize there is somebody more greater. If he becomes angry on you, what will you do? Maulana Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, once was shouting also one of his khadim that he's making the same mistake. And he said, all the time, he's asking Ma, Hazrat says, How many times must I make you maaf? Every time the same mistake you're making. So Hazrat's uncle, Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullahi, was sitting next to Hazrat. He said, make him maaf as much as you want Allah to make you maaf on Qiyamah Day. We also commit so many over and over the same mistakes. So we also want to be forgiven. You forgive others, Allah will forgive us. So these habits, make them during this month. The qualities of forgiveness, tolerance, patience, recognition of Allah, so much to do. There is no time. When we just say our Allahu Akbar of namaz, it's impossible not to think of Allah. And you will find it difficult. There are so many aspects of Allah that you can make your niyat at that time. And you can benefit. You can't cover all. How long does it take to say Allahu Akbar? And there is so much to cover in that time. You can't do that. And before you know what, now I'm reading Subhanakallahumma. What great meaning. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa tabarakasmuka wa ta'ala jadduk wa la ilaha ghayruk. The greatest praises of Allah. Allah kept it in namaz. Namaz is the great. But we just pass by sana. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. No attention we pay. Allahu Akbar, we didn't pay attention. Subhanakallahumma, we don't pay attention. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Crooks, enemies, wild animals, all were chasing you from all sides. When you read A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, you came in a safe den. You came in a place where you now, you know you are protected, 100%. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Now in that den, it's not only you are safe, what a meal is prepared for you there. And what a bedroom you have got. And your hoor of Jannat is there with you. Hey, where were you in what problems? Well, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. You came out of all that problems. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You came into all the enjoyment. You now don't even think of that problem. All the enemies, the snakes, the dragons, the people want to kill you, torture you. All, nothing. All that, your namaz Allah gave you. And like in namaz, masjid is such. Man wa man dakhalahu kana amina. A person who enters masjid al-haram, he is in peace. You enter in namaz, you are in peace. Allah says when you enter into namaz, all your work of dunya, all your worries of dunya, you are doing my work, I will look after all your things. But that is if we make namaz. But we are our namaz, but we are not in namaz. Only our bodies are here, and the body is going in the qabr. The real life is of the ruh, the soul. And that will go to illiyin, or Allah save us. It must go, not go somewhere else. That is what is important. Our ruh, we don't bring it in masjid. From before, we leave it outside. And we are now moving around in the world. We have gone somewhere in the east, west. We have gone in the heavens. We have gone under the sea. We have gone in the past. We have gone in the future. If we are not, we are not in namaz. Everywhere else we are. We are namaz was aqimi salat li dhikri. Perfect your namaz, not only perform your namaz, perfect your namaz solely for my remembrance. We don't perfect our namaz, and our namaz is for everyone else besides Allah. We think of the world, we think of filthy, dirty things, and unnecessary things, but we won't think of Allah, who gave us our life, who at this moment, Allah is fully in charge of us. Allah can make us go mad now. Allah can become paralyzed now. We can become blind now. Anything can happen. Allah is all. But we don't turn to Allah. We don't think of Allah. And so much our namaz, we must have the concentration of Allah, that out of namaz also, nisbat usi ka naam hai, nisbat usi ka naam hai, ke unki ghali se aap nikalne na paaye. There's connection with Allah. There, what is connection? That you can't stop thinking of Allah. Even when you don't want to, you just can't help it. You're just thinking of Allah. You are falling asleep and you think, now let me just clear my mind. You can't help. Allah is there. When you wake up immediately, Alhamdulillah illadhi ahyana. You are thinking of Allah all the time. In the toilet, you are not allowed to make zikr, but you can't help. You think, who is giving me, that my food is digested, I'm being relieved of all this, and with ease and comfort. Who is it who gave me the toilet? If I did not have a toilet, what should happen? The water that comes, you are in a safe place to relieve yourself. If you did not have that, what should you do? You just can't help thinking of Allah. Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, once after Maghrib, thought of one ni'mat of Allah. When he thought of it, he saw, oh, there are another 10 ni'mats in there. When he thought of the 10, he saw, oh, there are another 100 in there. When he thought of the 100, another 1,000. Till Fajr time, he thought of all the ni'mats of Allah. And who can exhaust it? And Allah is so merciful. His ni'mats are so much. But let us read this dua. Allahumma in the morning, daytime. Ma asbaha bi min ni'matin. O bi ahadin min khalqin. فَمِنْكَ وَحْدَكْ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكْ. And at night, اللهم مَا أَمْسَى بِي. Allah is so merciful. A person who reads that, Allah says, all my ni'mats you make shukr. Who can make shukr of all the ni'mats of Allah? But how easy, how simple. It doesn't cost us a cent. We didn't have to put money in to read this dua. Our throats don't get dry reading this. And you have made shukr for all the ni'mat. And when you have made shukr, Allah's standing promise, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَ, I will increase you in your ni'mat. So, but we don't make it, unfortunately. So Allah Ta'ala, let us do the right things in this month. Save ourselves from all the wrong. A person who keeps rozas during the Ashur-e-Hurum, Thursday, Friday and Saturday, 3 days. Like that, Ayyam-e-Bid are for every month, are 13, 14 and 15. Every week, Monday, Thursday, rozas we are encouraged. But during these 3 months now, and the month of Rajab, Thursday, Friday and Saturday, a person who keeps rozas, he gets the sawab of the ibadat of 700 years. So you just say about 12, 14 weeks, weekends we will get. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. If we keep that rosa, 700 times 12, 84,000 or whatever it comes out to. So many years of ibadats of sawab. So our time is limited. We only got 65 years. Laylatul Qadr, khayrum min al-fashar. Better, not equal to 1,000 months, better than 1,000 months, 83 years and 4 months. So how much we can score? Read our Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Tabarak Al-Ladhi between Maghrib and Isha. The whole year you can get the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. A person who reads, Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wal nahar, the ruku, about 2 pages. He reads it at night, he gets the sawab of making the whole night ibadat. How much days? This is what time Allah has given. And now in the time, Allah made certain time more valuable. We are in that valuable time. Let us appreciate it. Let us use it correctly. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.